The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The writer and broadcaster Stephanie Preisner is with me. We're going to talk about Christmas cards in just a moment. But Stephanie, I know you've got a professional news today, I see on Instagram.
Yes, yeah, finally I'm allowed to announce it. Yeah, I've been working on an adaptation of Marion Keyes' books since 2018. And it's finally gone into production and has been announced now. So it's definitely, certainly happening, which is very exciting.
So there's a number of kind of episodes. You've been kind of writing and co-writing a few of them. And are you executive producer as well? Did I see that?
Yeah. So I was creating the whole show and writing the whole show, but then I had a baby. So I hired a really lovely writer, brilliant writer called Keffi Chadwick, who's written a few episodes of Rivals, which you might know of, just recently out. So she's writing episodes 3 and 4, and then I've created the series and written 1, 2, 5, and 6.
And so, tell me, you started this in 2018. Is that particularly long? Is that par for the course? I mean, this is kind of all alien to me now.
Yeah, well, obviously there were a few glitches, you know, but the pandemic happened, and so people were kind of furloughed and different companies kind of downsized. But yeah, it wouldn't be too unusual. Like, there are five, you know, like Marion Keyes has a number of books about the Walsh sisters. And so I had to read all those books, get all of those books into my brain, and then adapt them for screen. So try and work out, like, it's not like Harry Potter where the books are already in sequence. Each of these books is about a different sister. So I had to create a situation where a timeline where they're all in the same space and all kind of different ages at the same time, which they're not in their books. So that took a while. And then then it's just like financiers and issues with broadcasters and scheduling. So it wouldn't be totally unheard of, but it is quite long.
Can I ask a question? And you can tell me if this is out of bounds and you're not allowed to reveal this type of detail yet or anything. But I'm always fascinated by how much, say, the writer of an original novel has when it's adapted for screen.
That really depends on the writer. Marion has been amazing. She has what they call meaningful consultation, which is like a legal term. So she reads the scripts, and if there's anything that, like the scripts after they're written, and if there's anything that she's very ardently against, which hasn't happened, she would be allowed to say, like, absolutely not. You're not setting it on the moon. It's set in Dublin. You can't change that, you know. But she's been really great because the novels were written in the 90s, you know, and this isn't set in the 90s. So I've had to make some creative decisions, and she's been really happy with those. And I've consulted with her on those, thinking, like, you know, for example, the Walsh sisters. Do the Walsh sisters have a WhatsApp group? You know, because when she wrote the books, there was no such thing as WhatsApp. So stuff like that, I will flag with her if I feel like it's necessary. But she's been an absolute dream to work with.
Oh wow! Listen, I'm doing live production on the radio here. You'll have to come in someday soon and kind of talk, maybe in a more abstract sense, not just about this, how a TV show is made from start to finish. Because I think people are fascinated by this. We watch, we consume so much of it. I think people love learning how it all happens behind the scenes. Anyway, that's maybe for someday soon. But instead, we did ask you to come on to talk about not the Walsh sisters, but Christmas cards. Do the Walsh sisters, are they the type to send Christmas cards?
I know Mammy Walsh probably definitely writes Christmas cards just to try and keep up the Joneses, which is what I'm also trying to do. I write Christmas cards. I have a list that comes out with Christmas decorations every year. And I swear to God, this year I was writing my cards and I was like, I haven't seen or spoken to this person that I'm sending a card to since I sent them a card last year. But I still do it because I'm like, it's really a final nail in the coffin if you stop that last thread of communication, because they'll send me one and I'll send them one, and then on goes the roller coaster, you know.
And do you write a bespoke message in each one, or is it just happy holidays, SP?
No, it's like, hi, you know, Mary and Jack, I hope you had a really nice 2024. This is what went on with us, and looking forward to seeing you in 2025, which is ironic because I didn't see them in 2024. But then my writing agent is from Los Angeles, and he's very, very LA. And every year he sends me a personalized Christmas card with photographs of his family and a lengthy essay on what each of them did. I've never met them. I don't know his children. I don't know his wife, but I found out that his wife met her long lost sibling through an ancestry DNA thing last year. I'm like, this is very bizarre. Like, you are my agent and I don't really know you personally, but I know every year I get these cards of like all of the Keneally's, and they do a photo shoot for Christmas and then make it into a card. very bizarre. I'm not quite there yet.
Would you keep certain cards, be they from somebody special or you just like the card?
No, I have one card that I bring out every year that I got from a friend who I'm not even really that close with, but she sent it to me in 2019 and it says, "May your Christmas be merry and gay." And there's a drawn picture of Gay Byrne. And I take that out every year because I just really love it. And I was a big fan of Gay Byrne. And then I bring out the picture, like this series of photographs. So I'm on year five now of receiving the ones from my agent and I just think they're gas. So I hang them up because they're always a talking point. People are like, "Who is this All-American family?" And I'm like, "You know what? I don't even know." And then I have one card from my Nana that I kept, but I'm not a very sentimental person, so I don't really keep a lot.
And how or what would someone have to do to find themselves no longer on the Christmas card list?
Oh, everyone might find themselves on it, not on it next year, because this year I'm like, what is the point of this? Like, can I not just text people and say Happy Christmas? Like, I will always get someone a card if I'm also giving them a gift. But I think posting Christmas cards to people, I don't know, I'm very close to not sending them next year.
I don't send them, but I would say this. If you're telling yourself, "Oh, I'll just text people next year," you don't text people either. You absolutely don't. I never. Who would I text to say Happy Christmas? The only people I care I want to say Happy Christmas to are sitting around the dinner table. Everybody else can just go swing. It's my attitude. Anyway, Stephanie, listen, Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you. I'll expect my card in the post.
It's on the way. It is on the way.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.